Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What did you get for free, and how exactly did you pull it off? 206-803-ROCK. Steve, someone is on hold. They got $200 off tires. We're going to find out how they pulled that off. Because, I mean, that's a good deal, right?
Hell yeah.
But first, let's check in with Chris from Stanwood. Chris, what did you get for free, and how did you pull it off?
Well, back when we were younger, I used to call the 1-800 number on the back of a certain beer brand and tell them that the beer didn't go when I opened it. They would send me a $20 check for a case of beer and a t-shirt.
Dude, I'm more fired up about getting the t-shirt. I would do it just for that.
Yeah, the t-shirt was always like a double XL. They never asked for my size. They just sent some random t-shirt, but, you know, worked as a nightie.
Free is free.
I'm picturing they have like a box in the back of there, like, F it. Just send them one of those t-shirts that nobody wants.
Oh, the leftover.
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK. Steve in Kirkland, what did you get for free, and how did you pull it off?
Actually, I was wrong. I actually got a little over $400 off. I'm looking at the receipt. I have to take my car in today, but I went in to a tire place to get tires for my car, and they're really expensive. And I just told them who I work for, and the guy just said, "Hey, man, I'm going to hook you up." And that was it. I didn't ask for anything. I will be dropping them off some T-shirts because everyone likes those.
Nice.
Wait, who did you say you work for that got them so fired up that they were willing to give you some tires?
I'm actually a music photographer.
Oh,
okay.
The hockey puck.
Yeah. No, I know you, Steve.
Playboy.
Oh, so you said I work for Hugh Hefner.
Those are good pictures.
He's like, dude, that pretty much sums up my adolescent years. These tires are for free.
But honestly, getting a discount on tires would be next level. Because every time you go, it's so painful.
I'm so mad at myself because I recently had to get a new tire. I had one of those, like, I had a screw and a nail in a tire. And one of the spots was one of those, like, they can't patch. So, we got to get you a new tire. My tires were relatively new, so I just needed to get one. But it was still a pretty penny.
Yeah.
It was way more than I thought. And I was thankful it was just one. But while they were fixing it, they're like, okay, cool. Then I go to the gym afterwards, and I realize that because the gym I go to, I could get a discount on tires at the place where I dropped my car off to get the tires. But it was already, I'm sure if I went over there and like maybe bitched about, not bitch, but, you know, complained about it, I could have gotten the discount. But I was like, chalk it up to being an idiot. I should have said I work for Hugh Hefner.
Right, then.
I probably would have got a free tire.
206-803-ROCK, we've got the mailbox guy. What did you get for free, and how did you pull it off?
Well, I think about it. I paid for it up front, went to the department store. I got a Game Boy for my 5-year-old. This is 25 years ago. We were on a summer trip, summer day. We put it up on the dashboard. I go around the corner, intersection. It flies out the window into the intersection.
Wow.
Exactly. So I go pick it up. I still got the box that I received. I called the department store and I said, "Hey, y'all, I got a Game Boy here. It looks like somebody ran over it. Do you guys check? I mean, oh, Mr. Houston, come on in. We'll give you a brand new one." So I went in there. About an hour later, we had a brand new one. So it's not necessarily free, but I had to teach him a little lesson in life on how to take care of yourself.
Yeah, when all else fails, lie to the people that you bought a product from.
I mean, the second one was free, so, you know, That's good. You didn't have to reinvest.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe it's like a life lesson of like, here's the lesson of disappointment. Now you don't have a Game Boy.
206-803-ROCK. David from Fife, what did you get for free and how did you pull it off?
Well, I got two things for free, almost. One was I ordered some golf clubs, and I did it through a no-interest financing.
Okay.
And I made one $30 payment and then never received another invoice. So I called them and they said, yeah, your balance is zero. And that was probably about $350 worth of clubs. And the second one was a TV from Amazon. It came broken. And we sent it back. They opened up a new account. We made one $200 payment on like an 80-inch TV and never sent another invoice. So we called them, said, what's our balance? And they said, it's zero.
That's crazy.
What list are you on?
And at least you tried.
I don't know how it happens. I really don't.
I've had that happen before where I'm like, hey, blah, blah, blah. You know, I still owe money. Like, no, you don't. And they get annoyed with you. I'm like, okay, look, I tried. Like, at this point, this is on. And sometimes even with Amazon, when you want to return something, and then they just say, just keep it.
Okay.
Have you had that happen before?
Yeah, of course.
It also recently happened also with, I got one of those rubber band rings, the Quelos, because it was the wrong size. It didn't fit me right. So
I said,
hey, I need to return it, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, well, just keep that one. Give it to a friend. And I'm like, this is awesome.
Free 99 is my favorite price. John from Olympia, what did you get for free and how did you pull it off?
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, John?
Back when they used, when they had the EndFest concerts and the Lollapalooza concerts.
Yeah.
I used to work at this gas station and it was really slow and we had four lines to the phone there. So I would call the radio station, you know, to get free tickets. And for like the first 10 of each concert festival, I won tickets each time for, you know, a pair of tickets.
John, that's brilliant.
Really awesome.
Just working that
system. Well, I think Steve Meek actually gave me two EndFests in a row, and he remembered me, I believe. I remember, and he was like laughing about it. He's like, hey, didn't you get this last year? And I was like, yeah. He's like, right on.
That does sound like something I would say. Plus, it's Fred. I would only usually give him the hot chick, so I was kind of surprised I gave it to John.
Oh, my
God. No, I'm kidding. Maybe John is a hot chick. You know, he does sound pretty hot. Yeah.
I mean, it is kind of fun when you get to play Ticket Fairy, though. You know, that really makes someone's day, especially in the ticket pricing of 2025.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Back then, I mean, tickets were still, like, expensive relatively at the time. But
Yeah. Nowadays,
the service charges, I think, are more than the ticket price of yesteryear.
That's very true. It's very, very upsetting.
I think for me, one time I went to the zoo and Lily was like younger. And I just remember they were so busy at the ice cream place and she wanted an ice cream. So we walked up and I was like, one vanilla cone. And they gave her the cone and they just like stared at me. And I was like, and they're like, oh, anything else? And I was like, no. And they're like, okay, have a good day. And I was like, she's like, Dad, you didn't pay for it. I was like, but they didn't ask for my card.
Right.
And I just kind of walked away and they didn't say anything. They've charged everyone else before me and after me. And I was like, all right.
Maybe they thought you were cute.
Maybe they thought his daughter was adorable.
All of the above, maybe?
That's crazy. But yeah. I mean, that just happened with me with the takeout where I was going to pick up some takeout. Yeah. And the lady, because it was just so busy, and I think she thought I was a DoorDasher, so it was already paid, just handed me and says, okay, here you go, sir. And unlike you, Danny, I was a man of high integrity. And I said, hey, I haven't paid yet. And she's like, oh, crap, sorry.
You do give DoorDasher vibes.
Oh, do I?
You do.
I don't even know what that means, but I feel insulted by you.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.